This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome, everyone. It's KMOX is at your service. That's right. Greg Damon hanging out with you tonight here. KMOX at your service on a beautiful, frigid Tuesday night here in the heart of Mid-America, right here in St. Louis, coming at you tonight. We got all sorts of stuff to talk about, some great stuff. As always, hanging out in the studio right after his Sports Open line, our good friend Kevin Wheeler's hanging out with us. Mr. Wheeler, how are you doing, my friend?
Turn on my ding microphone. First of all, Mr. Wheeler is my dad.
Oh, here we go.
You can call me Sir Kevin.
You can call me Sir Kevin.
Sir Kevin. Or just Sir is fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
If you're into the whole brevity thing.
No, I'm not.
You didn't even get the joke, did you?
I did. I just choose not to. I choose not to egg you on. I'll put it to you that
that's,
way.
That's probably good. It's probably best not to encourage me. I would agree with that strategy.
Anyway, for you folks playing the home game of At Your Service tonight, Kevin Wheeler and I go back a long, long time. Kevin's a great guy and one of my great friends here at KMOX, and I love having him hang out with us and talk a little bit about, you know, some obscure sports, not necessarily baseball, which he's phenomenal at. So,
what obscure thing are we talking about today?
I don't know.
Like, to you, football is obscure. Actually, that's not true. You like football.
I really like
You like football.
Football
a lot.
Yeah. You know my son. He's a big football player.
Yeah, so. For sure, man. You're like the coach.
I am the coach.
You're the teenager version of, like, Bill Parcells.
I wouldn't necessarily go that way. I'm about the same size as Bill Parcells.
Oh, but he's bigger than you.
Okay. Well, thanks.
In every way. Like, wider, taller, the whole thing.
Money.
Money wins. Yeah, pretty much. Same with me, by the way. He's bigger than me on all those things, too.
You want to hear something really cool
No.
About my football career or my football coaching
Your
career?
Your coaching career? Yes, I would like to hear that.
I think this is probably one of the coolest things that will ever happen to me in my lifetime. So, you know, as a coach, my philosophy as a coach is, you know, to prepare these kids to play high school football. I think that's our job as coaches. You know, and not only that, they have life lessons with Coach Greg.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about shaking hands, how to look people in the eye. We talk
about,
you know, it's more about everything, trying to help these people out or help these young men out. All great families and everything else, but you know, you always have other influences in your life. Try to be the best influence we possibly can into some of these kids' lives. So this is one of the coolest things. We had our end of the year football season, our season party, excuse me. And these kids, there was about 8 of them, and they all did impressions of me.
And that's probably kind of easy to do.
It was.
They just got to limp a little bit.
Well,
one kid
limped back and forth, and that was his whole thing. But it was hilarious. It was hilarious. But you know, I'm an old school coach, man. I'm one of those guys that's yelling and stuff all the time. And I hold everybody accountable. When you mess up, I'm going to tell you about it. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you do it correctly, I'm going to be the first guy patting you on the back, telling you how great you are. But they all did impressions of me, and I thought it was hilarious. Number one, not necessarily the line players, which I coach, but these were other kids that I really don't coach, the running backs and other stuff like that that did it. And what a great feeling, and really proud of that.
Yep, I think that's a good way to look at it. I mean, like. And I coach too. We coach similar age people too.
We do.
You know, you've got junior high kids, and I coach 14-year-olds. But baseball, not football. Obviously, if I coach football, it would be hilarious. Like, go hit that guy,
just like me coaching baseball.
Throw it. Yeah, I know exactly.
Take out the catcher.
But I do. I don't know if anybody like what day is it? No, their kids aren't playing there. But some of the kids that have played for me in the past, like they'll tell you, there are times that I'm going to destroy you. Like I'm going to chew you out. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to run the whole team because. What we're trying to teach is, to me, it's how hard the sport is going to be for you if you want to keep playing.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't coach in a rec league. If I coached in a rec league, that would be my standard. Hey, let's have fun, learn a few things, let's go. But, I mean, you know, in an organization that I'm with, parents are paying a lot of money because these kids have the goal of being college baseball players.
Right. It's high-end youth sports.
Right. And you have to understand how hard it's going to be. Because when you're young, if you're good, sports are easy.
Right.
You know, when you're 10, 11, 12, and you're good, like you're one of the good kids, it's easy. And you're like, this is awesome. And then you get to like 13 and 14, and all of a sudden it's starting to get harder. Especially like for me in baseball, you're moving from small fields, and I coach at 14U. You're moving to the major league size field at 14.
Right.
So all those balls you used to hit for home runs are not home runs anymore. They're outs. You're switching from a juicier, like more explosive bat to the same bat that high school and college players swing.
Heavy, way heavy.
It's heavier. It doesn't have the same trampoline effect. It's harder to hit for power. You're smaller than you will be when you're you're swinging the same bat that a college player is swinging. So the game is really hard at that age. And you got to kind of get through that. Look, this is where you have to pay attention to detail. So the things that I will kill a guy over, not literally, or a team, is like knowing your job. I don't care if you strike out. I don't care if you make an error. I don't care what you do when it comes to that. But you need to be in the game mentally. You need to know your job and basically work hard. That's it. You do those things.
Right.
And by the way, I think part of this is important, and I'm sure you do this too. To me, the most important part, because you do need to be the jerk sometimes. You need to run them. You need to yell at them sometimes. You need to challenge them. But before any of that, you've got to build up the relationships.
Absolutely.
They need to know you first. You got to have the positive first. And that's where, to me, the off season is a big deal. I try to spend as much time as I can all winter long, the fall before the next spring, the whole deal, knowing them, laughing with them, telling jokes, you know, letting them laugh at me. Because I think having that first means that when you do the yelling, it's going to mean more. It's going to get more attention. But they also know that that's not all you are.
Correct.
You're not just there to be the dictator. You're not just the yeller. You're the guy that they trust who's making a really loud point. Maybe I should listen. It's kind of like with parents, right? I mean, that's how I raised my kid. You know, I mean, you raise them with the trust and the love and the protection and all of that first. And then when it's time, when they get a little over to maybe chew someone's butt, you do it, and you have the relationship that makes that productive rather than a waste of time. Because if you don't have all that other stuff, yelling is not going to help.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, you can't shout your way into someone's psyche because they're just going to tune it out if it's all you do and if it's all they know. But if they know you the other way, if they know you as a friend, if they know you or as a parent that cares, like all that, well then yeah, when you do have to raise your voice, it means something. And that's, you know, that's every coach that I played for, the ones that were good, the establishment of the relationship first. Then if it was time to chew your butt, you get your butt chewed.
Right. Well, you know, my thing is that before practice, you know, they're out there jacking around. I'm more than happy to do that with you. After practice, the same way. But when my 2 hours are on, it's my 2 hours. You need to pay attention to what I have going on because I only have you for basically 4 hours a night during the year to practice football, to learn football, to get all the plays, all the linemen. You know, you'll love this, Kevin. My first speech, and I do this every year because I coach the line, is I tell the offensive linemen, like, nobody loves you here. Not one person. Just I do. Mm. I'm the only one that's going to give you any love because all these guys, all they care about is scoring touchdowns. So if the quarterback fumbles the ball, it's your fault. If the wide receiver doesn't catch it, it's your fault. If the running back takes it and he's on the outside and he knocks it out of bounds, it's your fault. It's always going to be your fault. You might as well get used to it. This is how it's going to be. Get used to it. Let's buck up. Let's get going.
Yep.
And that's and that's my speech when I first start them. And you know, I tell them after every practice, like, hey, look, just so you know, I love you. I love you. I seen the stuff that you did great. We go over it. We talk about it. And the stuff that you need to work on, we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you this, Kevin, and you, I'm hoping I try to coach at a high level as well. For kids today, obviously, that want to move on, play high school, maybe factor into college, you know, they have to put the work in outside of the practices.
Yes, for
and,
sure.
And that is a huge
if you want to play,
thing,
right, again, like rec league is rec league, and that should exist. And it should be handled the way that the league is intended, right? Rec league, recreation means fun.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a fun league, then fun. But when you're playing competitively, part of the fun is being competitive. And also, like, so if those kids have the goal of being high school football players or college players or whatever, you know, have anything beyond what they are just now doing to have fun, well, then, yeah. I mean, you know, there are lessons that have to be learned to be able to do that. Otherwise, you will not be able to do that thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's one of the great things about coaching the line for me is because all those guys got to work together. They got to work as a team or it just doesn't happen.
Yep.
So I do have a player that plays for me, Kevin, that you will be coaching next year.
Oh.
And I have been telling him how bad you are.
You sure he's going to be able to handle that?
He goes, I hear that guy yelling all the time. I go, oh, you wait. I'm going to pay him money to yell at you.
That's good. I mean, you're going to pay me money to yell at him?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, that's okay. That might work. I thought for a second there you meant you're going to pay the kid to yell at me. I'll just be like, okay, stop yelling and go run.
No. Well, that's what I told those kids after they all did impressions of me. I said, just so you know, I marked every one of you down, and we're going to do a bunch of laps next year when we start football practice.
Okay.
Not going to forget that.
Cool.
So I want to tell them that. So, all right, so my big question to you, Kevin, we only got a few seconds here.
Okay, so let's save the big question for a few seconds. Just teasing you, bro.
No, so obviously Hall of Fame come out. What do you think about the steroid guys not getting in?
I don't like the hypocrisy of the way it plays out.
I agree.
I mean, so first of all, there are already players that use steroids that are in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
I don't name them because I don't think it's fair without substantiation to do that. But I've had firsthand knowledge of people that had firsthand knowledge themselves, so secondhand to me,
sure,
that have told me directly about several of the players that are in the Hall of Fame that have used steroids. And that doesn't mean they used them their whole career. That's the part of the problem is we don't even know. Like, did you use them for 6 months? Did you use them for 8 years? Did you use them for 1 year to recover from an injury and then stop? None of this. We don't know any of this about any of these guys. But that's number one, right? I think it's hypocrisy to know that. Two, amphetamines are performance-enhancing drugs. It's a sport that's based on focus and energy, right? Like being able to focus mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amphetamines are going to improve that 100% all the time. People have been—I mean, there are so many players in the Hall of Fame that used amphetamines you couldn't even count them all. I would be willing to bet you that every player that's in the Hall of Fame used amphetamines at some point. I'd be willing to make that bet. I'd probably be wrong.
I'd say you're probably pretty close on 90% of that.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably at least 90% used amphetamines to improve their performance.
Especially later in their career.
But we only care if it makes muscles bigger. We don't care if it makes your reaction time better. We don't care if it allows your mental acuity to be at top level in the eighth inning of a game in August when you're dead-ass tired. And you can go pop a couple pills and 20 minutes later you're like, whoa! So we got that, and then finally, because I know you're being told to take a break, I don't like the hypocrisy of Bud Selig getting in immediately after he retired when he was the boss. He was overseeing the sport during the entire steroid era. So we have two things that one of them has to be true. He either didn't know what was happening under his nose. He didn't know the biggest scandal that was happening under his nose, or he did know and he never said a word about it. One of those things is true, and he's in the hall.
That's right.
So put Clemens and Bonds in too. I hope they get in on one of the committees at some point soon. I don't know that they will, but I hope they do.
I hope they do as well, because you know what? And some of that stuff at that time that they played was legal to do. I shouldn't say it was legal.
It was illegal, but it was okay with baseball rules.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you penalize a guy for that? But, you know.
Well, I mean, look, man, you know.
But I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame as well.
He should be, but he should be banned from the sport too.
So. I mean,
he broke the rule. You cannot break that one.
I agree.
But that was after his career, so he should be in.
We got one of those in hockey, supposedly, right now, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us, man. Great to always talk to you. That's Kevin Wheeler. This is Greg Damon. You're listening to KMOX. It's At Your Service, my friend. Stick around. We got more to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, my friends, to KMOX's At Your Service. 8:23 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. That's right, KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, hanging out with you tonight all the way till 10 o'clock. Well, folks, you know, in this COVID area, there's a real decline in people giving blood. So the Red Cross is facing its worst blood shortage in more than a decade. I've asked my good friend Joe Zidlow. He is the, oh my gosh, I forgot it already. He is the regional communications manager for the American Red Cross in Arkansas, Missouri and Arkansas. Joe joined us here on the program. Sorry, Joe, my phone went blank as soon as I was talking to you.
No, that's okay. That happens to me from time to time. It's good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, Joe. It's been a long time. So tell us what's going on. I mean, obviously, blood supply is very low, and you never know what's going to happen. People getting hurt all the time. I know the Red Cross tries to keep about a week's worth of blood on hand, but it's really down.
Yeah, it's really been, I think, a couple factors is what I can kind of give you an idea of why I think we're in this spot. And I'll go back to last summer, really, really June, late June, where we had issued an emergency appeal for people to donate blood. And typically during the summer, pre-pandemic, it would always be an issue with getting people to come in and donate blood. They're not thinking of doing that. You're taking vacations. You might have kids in travel sports. There's still different factors going. It's the least of fewest things that are on your mind and stuff. And I think, usually we were able to overcome that as we get into late August, early September. And I just don't think we ever got over that hump. I think that was the problem. Ironically enough, when the pandemic first hit, really the summer of 2020, and, from about mid-June on, we avoided any kind of emergency appeal. And we avoided that in the winter of 2021, in January 2021. I think it was because people just wanted to help. They figured that out. I think more as you have an opportunity to potentially get vaccinated, if that's what people want to do. I think people are trying to get back to their life. I think they're trying to get back to doing things that maybe they didn't do in 2020 and back in 2021. And I think that's kind of where we've been. We just never got over the hump over the summer this year into September or so, when usually, we're able to do that. And, as we were trying to sort of chip away at it, get a little bit better going into November, well, then Thanksgiving hits and then you've got all the holidays in December. So it's just really been a perfect storm. It's a long answer, but kind of giving you some background and kind of what I think. And now we're in the wintertime where it's cold and flu season. Obviously, that affects things. Winter weather will be coming, cold weather, severe cold weather, and COVID's still very much in play here. So it's definitely a challenge here, and we just have to get people out, if they're healthy and eligible, to come and donate.
I will say, my wife and I, that's one thing that we really believe in, and we try to give blood as often as we can, because it's just you just never know when you may need it yourself. So, it's one of the easiest things that folks can do, for sure.
Well, it is. It only takes an hour of your time. It doesn't cost anything. Obviously, our time's valuable. You want to make sure you do that. But I think you hit it on the head, Greg, is that you'd want that blood available for a loved one, or if you needed it yourself. And that's why I think people, want it, those that donate regularly, and myself included, you just think, hey, I'd like it to be there for me if I needed it and stuff. And I think that's the issue that we're having right now. And it's really putting a stranglehold on what doctors in the area can do. We partner up with Barnes-Jewish, St. Louis Children's Hospital, just a couple to name here, Mercy in the area, here in the St. Louis area. And when we can't give them the full assortment of blood products that they expect on a daily basis because of these shortages, that means they're having to pause procedures, potential life-saving procedures. That means somebody that may need blood transfusion for blood disease or for some type of, fighting a cancer treatment, or they're not getting that full assortment of it. And that's going to affect their health as well. So, again, it has a ripple effect in things. The good news is, ever since we've issued this, we mentioned this national blood crisis that we have been in, and all the blood organizations really have been in across the country. Ever since then, people have stepped up. Lots of appointments are being made. Now we need people to follow through with those appointments, hopefully stay healthy, and be able to go and donate. And hopefully in the next few weeks or to a month, we can get out of this. But it's not just an easy thing where you can snap your finger and 1 or 2 days worth of a bunch of appointments are going to get us out of this. It's going to take a while.
Well, I know a lot of people are saying, hey, look, they've canceled elective surgeries and things like that, but that doesn't matter. Car crashes still happen. Things around the house still happen. You never know. As I said, you just never know what's going to go on in your life. It can change in an instant where you may need to have blood yourself.
Well, you mentioned the trauma situation. That's a great example. And that's also a reason why I do so many of these interviews and I talk about type O blood being so important. And the reason O negative and men in some cases O positive, but really O negative, that's universal blood type that can be transfused to anyone. That's what happens when there's a trauma situation. If somebody needs an emergency blood transfusion, they're in a car accident, could have severed some type of a vein where they're bleeding out. They need to get an emergency blood transfusion. O negative is the type of blood that paramedics and hospitals are going to need that right away in order to transfuse that, because they know that can go to anybody. So that's a real important. I think some other factors that have been in, the reason that we've had these issues, even going back to last summer, is there have been more trauma situations. I think more people have been out on the roads, more people are traveling. I think last summer versus the prior summer, where maybe they weren't doing that when we were in the throes in the early stages of the first, 3 to 4 or 5 months of COVID, figuring, hey, maybe I don't want to do that now. But, this year, hey, I got myself, last summer I got myself vaccinated, or I feel better about things. Where do I want to go out? I want to make up for lost time. And when there's more people on the road, as you know this, Greg, you being an expert in that too as well, there is more chance for a trauma situation. And that's, that becomes very, very difficult when, again, we don't have enough of those blood products, because any type of a car accident, some type of a particular situation that happens, I've had hospitals and doctors tell me this, that can really bleed, literally and figuratively bleed out your blood supply. If someone comes in and has something that may need several units, even at times 100 units of blood for a particular procedure.
No, absolutely. And Joe, one last question before I let you go. I mean, some folks out there may be thinking, hey, is it safe to give blood? I mean, with all the COVID stuff going on, is it safe to give blood?
Yeah, it definitely is. We've had our safety and health protocols in place really since the beginning of April 2020. Everybody has to wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. I know some people think that's great. Some people don't agree with that. But we've had a universal policy of everybody having to be masked, whether it's a donor, volunteer, or staff member, since the beginning of August of 2021, just to be consistent, to have a policy. Everybody's policy seems to change. If you go from city or state to state or county to county, we wanted to have one universal policy. So everybody's masked up. Extra wipe downs with our sanitary wipes of the beds before and after you donate, hand sanitizer all over the place. We're socially distancing people. We're telling people also to make appointments so that there's not an overflow of people waiting and people getting bunched up in areas, so we can spread people out. So the only last thing I would tell you to do, redcrossblood.org, Red Cross Blood Donor app, or 1-800-RED-CROSS, make an appointment. You can search by zip code. And we actually encourage you to do that now as well, because we are having blood drives canceled due to COVID. We're seeing more and more of these drives getting canceled. So we're looking for more opportunities, and there may not be a lot of places for people to donate. So if you can't find a donation opportunity or blood drive the next couple of weeks, please look 3 weeks out. We really, really need it. Please be patient with us too as well. We're going through winter too. Our staff gets sick from time to time. There's things that we have to adjust and maybe reschedule. But just bear with us. We're trying to get through this like everybody else.
Well, Joe Zidlow, Regional Communications Manager, American Red Cross, Missouri and Arkansas, thanks so much for joining us and filling us in, Joe.
Well, thanks so much, Greg. Great to talk to you, and I appreciate it. And I hope everybody stays safe. And, hey, if you're healthy and eligible, please come out and help us out by donating blood.
Thanks so much, Joe. We'll talk soon.
Thanks again, Greg.
That's Joe Zidlow, my friends, talking about the blood shortage here. This is KMOX is at your service. We're due a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about something you're going to be very interested in. For your safety, for your kids' safety as well. Stick around, more to come. Welcome back, everyone. 8:37 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon sitting in tonight at your service here on KMOX. Hey, folks, I was reading a story. I got to tell you, this is kind of really scary when you think about it. I was reading a story about a young woman who was out at a nightclub with some friends. She was waiting for some people, excuse me, and had her coat over the back of the chair. And then all of a sudden, when she was leaving, she got a text that said, "Hey, she was being tracked." Found out that somebody had put an Apple iTag on her in her coat, and now all of a sudden, these people were tracking her. For more on this, I've asked Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He's retired. He spent 30 years in law enforcement, mostly out in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas. He is a public safety expert, and he's been kind enough to join us here on KMOX this evening. Randy, thanks for joining us on the program.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I got to tell you, man, this is a real scary experience for us folks that have kids, obviously, or for young people out there that frequent nightclubs and things like this. You know, it used to be, you know, when I was a kid, you always heard about people drugging drinks and things like that. This is a whole different level.
Yeah, this is a whole different level. And I guess, you know, technology is a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It is absolutely a double-edged sword.
You know, we take an innocent product, something that is meant to, you know, find keys and you know, kind of keep track of yourself with stuff that you leave, you know, leave around and you want to find it. Well, somebody figured out that you could use it for a malevolent and evil purpose. And that's what happened in this case with this young woman who would even consider this? You know, as a normal human being, that, you know, you're just living your life, and how would you think that somebody would use a device like this to track you? And,
right.
and you know, luckily she happened to have an Apple iPhone. Otherwise, if she had had a different device, she would not have known that she was being followed by whoever it was that did it.
I want to get into that in just a second, but I mean, this is like spy stuff. This is like Mission Impossible, KGB kind of stuff.
Well, you know, tracking devices have been used by law enforcement for many, many years. You know, they've, of course, because the technology now exists, you know, they're so miniaturized that they're very, very difficult to detect. And, you know, you take a simple product like this that costs next to nothing. You put it in the hands of a stalker, and you've just weaponized something that can lead to serious consequences. You know, even some of the worst crimes that you can imagine because of it.
Absolutely, it's just, for me, it's real scary. So let's talk about the Apple iPhone. Tell us how she was able to get an alert that somebody was tracking her.
Well, apparently the technology that is existing now is, if you have an Apple device and you are being tracked after a certain amount of time, your Apple phone sounds an alarm that you are being tracked, which I find interesting, except what if you don't have an Apple device?
Right.
You know, you just become a victim? Is that where we are today?
I guess. Or what if somebody is using one of those, knockoff air tags from another manufacturer?
Exactly. And so, you know, what it really comes down to is we have to be more and more protective of our own safety because of technology. Now, you know, we all know that there are other abuses that are possible from technology. We know that there are ways for hackers to get into your television, into your devices that are in your house. It's very difficult to know how to protect yourself from all of the technology exposures that exist out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's funny, as we had talked a couple of days ago about the interview, today I was actually reading a story about a lady that they were moving cross country, and she had one of these Apple AirTags in the stuff in the mover's van, and the movers were late getting out there and said that they had some issues, and, you know, she was able to track them all over the place where they weren't anywhere close. It was kind of bizarre.
Well, you know, and so this this becomes that double-edged sword that we're talking about, where there are so many positive uses for it. I was actually involved in a situation just last week where a friend of mine's wife was pickpocketed, and because they had a tracking device on the phone, the suspect was later apprehended and is now, you know, facing a criminal sentence. So, you know, there's the positives and the negatives.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, we're visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He's retired, spent 30 years in law enforcement in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas, which, well, I'd love to pick your brain on that sometime, but that was a hoot as well. So, but we're talking about ways that folks are tracking, you know, and one of the other things, Randy, is, you know, they can, I've also heard of them placing these AirPods on somebody's car and be able to follow that car if they wanted to steal the car or, you know, cause you harm or something else with that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other part of these tracking devices. You know, when you're talking about the positive aspects, on the polar opposite, there's the negative aspects. Now, I'm not quite sure of what the range of these devices are, but they, you know, certainly, if someone has an urge and a desire to track you, and they have easy access to a device like this, and they, you know, they want to put forth that effort, you can be targeted. And the you know, with some devices, you know, in the police world, tracking devices can be detected by certain, you know, electronic other devices that are you know, countermeasures.
Sure.
But I'm not sure that they exist, you know, commonly for something, you know, this nature.
Or reasonable cost-wise as well, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. So what it really comes down to, we have to decide what kind of world are we going to live in? Are we going to be paranoid? Are we going to be, you know, subjected to more and more, you know, kind of, you know, concern for our own safety with these devices out there? Or are we going to just live our lives and do the best that we can to be situationally aware? And that's really what it comes down to. With many of the victims that we have seen as victims of crimes, especially, you know, stalking crimes, sexual assault crimes, many of these people have been targets of opportunity because they have not been situationally aware.
Correct.
For instance, and sometimes it's by design. You know, you mentioned earlier about roofies. You know, we you know, went through a period of time when women were being targeted in bars. They would turn their head for a moment, and somebody would drop a drug into their drink in the effort to sexually assault them. And we saw this, you know, thousands of times across the nation. And you know, this is just another one of those instances where we've got to be aware of our surroundings at all times. You leave your jacket on the back of your chair and you go to dance, and you know, you have to live your life. So the other part of that is you've got to be situationally aware and target harden yourself.
I couldn't agree more, Randy. Excuse me. We got to do a little break. When we come back, I want to talk some more. Can you hang around for a little bit?
I'll be right here.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we are visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton and talking a little about, he's a public safety expert, and we are talking a little bit about how to protect yourself a little bit better. Got to do some business. We'll be right back. You're listening to KMOX at your service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX. It's at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He is a public safety expert, spent 30 years in law enforcement in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas. We're going to save that for another show, that's for sure. But we were kind of talking a little about different type of Apple AirPods being used to track people, stalk people, things like that. Randy, I have one more question real quick.
Sure.
And is there anything that maybe Apple is doing to, I know we kind of talked about the young woman, the phone alerted her that she was being tracked, but is there any way that Apple is doing anything to prevent this? Or is there any way we can protect ourselves?
Well, the way to protect ourselves is to be aware of our surroundings and not put ourselves in a position to be a victim. that, you know, unfortunately, people go to bars, their inhibitions diminish, their, you know, awareness of their surroundings diminishes. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is that anybody can become a victim. It depends on you know, what is happening around you. Now, here's the thing. I tried to do some research on how many documented cases this is affected, and it doesn't appear to be many. Maybe that's because people just don't know that they are being tracked or victimized. But law enforcement hasn't had a lot of reports of this taking place. So that's the good news. When it comes down to what Apple is doing, their response when this was made public was kind of weak, if you will. They basically pointed out that this was a device that was used for innocent purposes, and you know it can be perverted for others. So I don't think they're really actively looking at countermeasures or even bringing it to the attention of people, you know, who are customers.
Well, Randy, we got a couple minutes here, but I want to ask you something. You are the founder of the Wounded Blue, which is a nationwide charitable organization whose mission is to improve the lives of injured and disabled law enforcement officers. Tell us a little about that.
Exactly. So many people, we're a nonprofit charitable organization made up of all police officers who have been shot, stabbed, beaten, run over, screwed up and screwed over. And all of the peer team officers of this organization want to continue to serve their brethren. And, you know, last year was absolutely astounding when it comes down to how many officers were killed, murdered, and also physically assaulted in the line of duty. We were at about 100,000 who were assaulted last year, which is just an absolutely astounding number. Many of those officers were critically injured. Some, you know, besides those who lost their lives, hundreds and hundreds of them have lost their careers. And that's just the physical injuries. Let's not discount the thousands of officers who are suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries as well. So our organization works to improve their lives through peer support, education, assistance, and legislation. And, you know, we're actually going to be doing a golf tournament in St. Louis in June. There's a police training company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 8:37 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon sitting in tonight at your service here on KMOX. Hey, folks, you know, I was reading a story. I got to tell you, this is kind of really scary when you think about it. I was reading a story about a young woman who was out at a nightclub with some friends. She was waiting for some people, excuse me, and had her coat over the back of the chair. And then all of a sudden, when she was leaving, she got a text that said, "Hey, she was being tracked." Found out that somebody had put an Apple iTag on her in her coat, and now all of a sudden, these people were tracking her. For more on this, I've asked Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He's retired. He spent 30 years in law enforcement, mostly out in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas. He is a public safety expert, and he's been kind enough to join us here on KMOX this evening. Randy, thanks for joining us on the program.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I got to tell you, man, this is a real scary experience for us folks that have kids, obviously, or for young people out there that frequent nightclubs and things like this. You know, it used to be, you know, when I was a kid, you always heard about people drugging drinks and things like that. This is a whole different level.
Yeah, this is a whole different level. And I guess, you know, technology is a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It is absolutely a double-edged sword.
You know, we take an innocent product, something that is meant to, you know, find keys and you know, kind of keep track of yourself with stuff that you leave around and you want to find it. Well, somebody figured out that you could use it for a malevolent and evil purpose. And that's what happened in this case with this young woman who would even consider this, you know, as a normal human being, that, you know, you're just living your life, and how would you think that somebody would use a device like this to track you? And,
right.
and you know, luckily, she happened to have an Apple iPhone. Otherwise, if she had had a different device, she would not have known that she was being followed by whoever it was that did it.
I want to get into that in just a second, but I mean, this is like spy stuff. This is like Mission Impossible, KGB kind of stuff.
Well, you know, tracking devices have been used by law enforcement for many, many years. You know, they've, of course, because the technology now exists, you know, they're so miniaturized that they're very, very difficult to detect. And, you know, you take a simple product like this that costs next to nothing. You put it in the hands of a stalker, and you've just weaponized something that can lead to serious consequences, you know, even some of the worst crimes that you can imagine because of it.
Absolutely. It's just, for me, it's real scary. So let's talk about the Apple iPhone. Tell us how she was able to get an alert that somebody was tracking her.
Well, apparently the technology that is existing now is, if you have an Apple device and you are being tracked after a certain amount of time, your Apple phone sounds an alarm that you are being tracked, which I find interesting. Except, what if you don't have an Apple device?
Right.
You know, you just become a victim. Is that where we are today?
I guess. Or what if somebody is using one of those knockoff air tags from another manufacturer?
Exactly. And so, you know, what it really comes down to is we have to be more and more protective of our own safety because of technology. Now, you know, we all know that there are other abuses that are possible from technology. We know that there are ways for hackers to get into your television, into your devices that are in your house. It's very difficult to know how to protect yourself from all of the technology exposures that exist out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's funny, as we had talked a couple of days ago about the interview, today I was actually reading a story about a lady that they were moving cross country, and she had one of these Apple air tags in the stuff in the mover's van, and the movers were late getting out there and said that they had some issues, and you know, she was able to track them all over the place where they weren't anywhere close. It was kind of bizarre.
Well, you know, and so this this becomes that double-edged sword that we're talking about, where there are so many positive uses for it. I was actually involved in a situation just last week where a friend of mine's wife was pickpocketed, and because they had a tracking device on the phone, the suspect was later apprehended and is now, you know, facing a criminal sentence. So, you know, there's the positives and the negatives.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, we're visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He's retired, spent 30 years in law enforcement in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas, which, well, I'd love to pick your brain on that sometime, but that was a hoot as well. So, but we're talking about ways that folks are tracking, you know, and one of the other things, Randy, is, you know, they can, I've also heard of them placing these AirPods on somebody's car and be able to follow that car if they wanted to steal the car or, you know, cause you harm or something else with that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other part of these tracking devices. You know, when you're talking about the positive aspects, on the polar opposite, there's the negative aspects. I'm not quite sure of what the range of these devices are, but they, you know, certainly, if someone has an urge and a desire to track you and they have easy access to a device like this and they want to put forth that effort, you can be targeted. And the you know, with some devices, in the police world, tracking devices can be detected by certain, you know, electronic other devices that are you know, countermeasures.
Sure,
but I'm not sure that they exist, you know, commonly for something, you know, of this nature.
Are reasonable cost wise as well, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. So what it really comes down to, we have to decide what kind of world are we going to live in. Are we going to be paranoid? Are we going to be, you know, subjected to more and more, concern for our own safety with these devices out there? Or are we going to just live our lives and do the best that we can to be situationally aware? And that's really what it comes down to. With many of the victims that we have seen as victims of crimes, especially, you know, stalking crimes, sexual assault crimes, many of these people have been targets of opportunity because they have not been situationally aware.
Correct.
For instance, and sometimes it's by design. You know, you mentioned earlier about roofies. You know, we went through a period of time when women were being targeted in bars. They would turn their head for a moment, and somebody would drop a drug into their drink in the effort to sexually assault them. And we saw this you know, thousands of times across the nation. And, you know, this is just another one of those instances where we've got to be aware of our surroundings at all times. You leave your jacket on the back of your chair and you go to dance, and, you know, you have to be, you have to live your life. So the other part of that is you got to be situationally aware and target harden yourself.
I couldn't agree more, Randy. Excuse me. We got to do a little break. When we come back, I want to talk some more. Can you hang around for a little bit?
I'll be right here.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we are visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton and talking a little about, he's a public safety expert, and we are talking a little bit about how to protect yourself a little bit better. Got to do some business. We'll be right back. You're listening to KMOX at your service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX. It's at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He is a public safety expert, spent 30 years in law enforcement in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas. We're going to save that for another show, that's for sure. But we were kind of talking a little about different type of Apple AirPods being used to track people, stalk people, things like that. Randy, I have one more question real quick.
Sure.
And is there anything that maybe Apple is doing to I know we kind of talked about the young woman, the phone alerted her that she was being tracked, but is there any way that Apple is doing anything to prevent this? Or is there any way we can protect ourselves?
Well, the way to protect ourselves is to be aware of our surroundings and not put ourselves in a position to be a victim. That, you know, unfortunately, people go to bars, their inhibitions diminish, their, you know, awareness of their surroundings diminishes. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is that anybody can become a victim. It depends on you know, what is happening around you. Now, here's the thing. I tried to do some research on how many documented cases this has affected, and it doesn't appear to be many. Maybe that's because people just don't know that they are being tracked or victimized. But law enforcement hasn't had a lot of reports of this taking place. So that's the good news. When it comes down to what Apple is doing, their response when this was made public was kind of weak, if you will. They basically pointed out that this was a device that was used for innocent purposes, and, you know, it can be perverted for others. So I don't think they're really actively looking at countermeasures or even bringing it to the attention of people, you know, who are customers.
Well, Randy, we got a couple minutes here, but I want to ask you something. You are the founder of the Wounded and Blue, which is a nationwide charitable organization whose mission is to improve the lives of injured and disabled law enforcement officers. Tell us a little about that.
Exactly. So many people, we're a nonprofit charitable organization made up of all police officers who have been shot, stabbed, beaten, run over, screwed up and screwed over. And all of the peer team officers of this organization want to continue to serve their brethren. And, you know, last year was absolutely astounding when it comes down to how many officers were killed, murdered, and also physically assaulted in the line of duty. We were at about 100,000 who were assaulted last year, which is just an absolutely astounding number. Many of those officers were critically injured. Some, you know, besides those who lost their lives, hundreds and hundreds of them have lost their careers. And that's just the physical injuries. Let's not discount the thousands of officers who are suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries as well. So our organization works to improve their lives through peer support, education, assistance, and legislation. And, you know, we're actually going to be doing a golf tournament in St. Louis in June. There's a police training company all made up of police officers from the St. Louis area who truly believe in the mission of the Wounded Blue. And so they have an event scheduled for June 3rd at the Bear Creek Golf Course in Wentzville. And I would love for, you know, your golfers who are also, you know, listeners of yours to take down this website number so they can come out, support the Wounded Blue, play some golf, meet some celebrities, and have a great time.
That sounds great. We got about a minute left here. Let's go ahead and get the website out.
www.wbgolfstl.com. www.wbgolfstl.com. And I'm going to be down there. I would love to meet your listeners and have a great time on June 3rd.
That sounds great. Hey, Randy, I want to thank you so much for joining us out here. We'll have you back on before we go to or before the golf tournament. We'll talk a little more about that. How about that?
That sounds fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Folks, that's Randy Sutton, retired law enforcement and public safety expert, talking about that. Folks, we're just about out of time this hour. Don't worry. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock. All sorts of great stuff coming up. Randy Raley's going to join us coming up. If you remember that name, we got some wild stuff to talk about. That's coming up next on At Your Service on KMOX. Welcome back, everyone. 8:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are visiting with Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He is a public safety expert, spent 30 years in law enforcement in New Jersey and also in Las Vegas. And we're going to save that for another show, that's for sure. But we were kind of talking a little about different type of Apple AirPods being used to track people, stalk people, things like that. Randy, I have one more question real quick.
Sure.
And is there anything that maybe Apple is doing to I know we kind of talked about the young woman, the phone alerted her that she was being tracked, but is there any way that Apple is doing anything to prevent this? Or is there any way we can protect ourselves?
Well, the way to protect ourselves is to be aware of our surroundings and not put ourselves in a position to be a victim. That, you know, unfortunately, people go to bars, their inhibitions diminish, their you know, awareness of their surroundings diminishes, and you know, the unfortunate reality is that anybody can become a victim. It depends on you know, what is happening around you. Now, here's the thing. I tried to do some research on how many documented cases this has affected, and it doesn't appear to be many. Maybe that's because people just don't know that they are being tracked or victimized. But law enforcement hasn't had a lot of reports of this taking place. So that's the good news. When it comes down to what Apple is doing, their response when this was made public was kind of weak, if you will. They basically pointed out that this was a device that was used for innocent purposes, and you know, it can be perverted for others. So I don't think they're really actively looking at countermeasures or even bringing it to the attention of people, you know, who are customers.
Well, Randy, we got a couple minutes here, but I want to ask you something. You are the founder of the Wounded Blue, which is a nationwide charitable organization whose mission is to improve the lives of injured and disabled law enforcement officers. Tell us a little about that.
Exactly. So many people, we're a nonprofit charitable organization made up of all police officers who have been shot, stabbed, beaten, run over, screwed up and screwed over. And all of the peer team officers of this organization want to continue to serve their brethren. And, you know, last year was absolutely astounding when it comes down to how many officers were killed, murdered, and also physically assaulted in the line of duty. We were at about 100,000 who were assaulted last year, which is just an absolutely astounding number. Many of those officers were critically injured. Some, besides those who lost their lives, hundreds and hundreds of them have lost their careers. And that's just the physical injuries. Let's not discount the thousands of officers who are suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries as well. So our organization works to improve their lives through peer support, education, assistance, and legislation. And, you know, we're actually going to be doing a golf tournament in St. Louis in June. There's a police training company all made up of police officers from the St. Louis area who truly believe in the mission of the Wounded Blue. And so they have an event scheduled for June 3rd at the Bear Creek Golf Course in Wentzville. And I would love for, you know, your golfers who are also, you know, listeners of yours to take down this website number so they can come out, support the Wounded Blue, play some golf, meet some celebrities, and have a great time.
That sounds great. We got about a minute left here. Let's go ahead and get the website out.
www.wbgolfstl.com. www.wbgolfstl.com. And I'm going to be down there. I would love to meet your listeners and have a great time on June 3rd.
That sounds great. Hey, Randy, I want to thank you so much for joining us out here. We'll have you back on before we go to or before the golf tournament. We'll talk a little more about that. How about that?
That sounds fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Folks, that's Randy Sutton, retired law enforcement and public safety expert, talking about that. Folks, we're just about out of time this hour. Don't worry. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock. All sorts of great stuff coming up. Randy Raley's going to join us coming up. If you remember that name, we got some wild stuff to talk about. That's coming up next on At Your Service on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.